The numbers outside of the bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Senate did pass a new version of the bailout last night. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. At the same time, Wall Street is digesting some tough data. We learned this morning new orders to U.S. factories fell by the largest amount in nearly 2 years. The government is also saying today applications for unemployment benefits rose to a seven-year high last week. This follows a private report yesterday that found employers cut 95,000 jobs in September. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Believe it or not, Wall Street didn't lead the country in layoffs last month. In fact, the financial industry was fourth, behind computers, automobiles, and apparel. John Challenger heads Challenger Gray & Christmas, which released the survey. He says to give it a few weeks.
With all of the bad news on Wall Street, it's likely the fourth quarter is going to take a nosedive.
Challenger says the credit crisis will hurt small businesses, too. Those businesses often have to wait months to get paid for their goods, so they rely on short-term loans to cover bills and payroll.
If they can't get those loans, they're going to be forced to slow down their development, and that'll lead to layoffs.
Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases its comprehensive employment report. It's expected to show the economy as a whole shed jobs for a ninth consecutive month in September. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Dow is down 211 points, nearly 2% to 10,619. The Nasdaq is down 54 points to 2.6% to 2014. The S&P 500 down 30 points to 1130. European shares are now edging lower. The House is getting ready to debate the bailout plan passed by the Senate last night. This is a bigger version of the original $700 billion proposal. Our Washington bureau chief, John Dimsdale, is with us now. John, do you think House members are going to buy into this thing?
Yeah, well, several of the Republicans who voted no last Monday now say that they do like the improvements that the Senate has made, or at least they call them improvements, including boosting the FDIC insurance for bank deposits. You know, that's going to help small businesses that have more than $100,000 in the bank. So the hope is that Republicans who were reluctant to support this government intervention on Monday will hear the lobbying from banks and the financial industry and switch their votes.
Well, maybe some House members will go for this a little more, but no doubt a lot of people listening right now are not happy. This bailout is better poised than ever to get through now.
Absolutely. And the senators, even after last night's vote, said, we feel the American people's pain. But they said that inaction is not an option.
All right, John. So what's the timeline as far as a House vote goes?
Probably tomorrow morning it will come to the House floor. The leaders want to spend today doing a better headcount than they had last Monday and work during the day to make sure when they bring it to the floor that it will pass.
Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
As Marketplace continues its special coverage of the financial crisis, we're hitting the road. A couple of our reporters are driving across America to see how real this financial crisis is for people. This morning, we begin what we're calling Road to Ruin with Tess Vigeland. She's the host of our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Hi, Tess. I know you started in San Francisco yesterday. Where are you now?
Well, let's do it this way, Renita. Take a listen to this, and then I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
So here's the question. Is this the sound of a casino? or Wall Street? You know, we've heard this comparison that Wall Street is a casino. And so we thought that coming to Reno might be a good way to ask that question.
So what are people saying about the bailout and the financial crisis as a whole?
Well, there is definitely a trend, Rita, of people not believing what they're being told by economists and politicians. I talked with several people here in Reno yesterday, including this couple, Steve and Diane, who were visiting from Columbia, South Carolina. And I started by asking Steve what he thought about my theory about casinos and investing.
Well, I don't compare it to gambling. I think that really you have to continue to support American companies, and not all are poorly managed companies.
That's what I was thinking. The bailout, of course, is helping the companies who made these mistakes to begin with. And, of course, we certainly want to see the individuals get some help. So we're really confused.
I have to say, that was a very common theme running through the comments that I heard from people, which was, I don't understand. What's the panic?
And, you know, to be fair, Steve and Diane and people like them are opening up on this because you're asking them.
True.
How much are people talking about this on their own? I mean, this, it seems like it's all we in the media are talking about.
Well, it certainly is. And we're very much immersed in it. And I did talk to folks about, you know, are you talking about this around the dinner table? Is it something that comes up in conversations with your friends? And they said, yeah, a little bit, but it's not this big worry. So it very well may be different as we head across the country, but at least here in Reno and in San Francisco, it's not top of mind.
All right. Tess Viglin hosts our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Tess, I guess we'll be checking in with you soon.
I'll look forward to it, Renita.
By the way, the next stop for Tess is Salt Lake City. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.